hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ, a.k.a. Cock Johnson, running a little bit late today. But he's threatening to join us. You've been warned. But that might happen a little bit later on today. However, we do have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, made up of Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy, and of course, special guest, at least for the first hour, we got Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba to kind of balance out the mayhem of the rest of the crew. So yeah, we got a full crew. As a matter of fact, I don't know if it's going to work out, but the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, and Vinny Two Tanks might be joining us live from Bonaire.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So they just flew over to that island nation today, the ABCs of the Antilles, and we'll see if they can join us. They got to, you know, get off the plane, connect, and all that kind of stuff. So we're kind of under the wire, but we'll see if we connect with them so they can at least join us and say, suck it, losers, because I have a feeling that's their agenda and their plan for the day. Yeah, who wouldn't want to be?
Know.
Yeah, what, Casey?
They seem to be traveling the world a lot together these days. I think those red Spanx may be some sort of
don't you
attractive.
Start rumor and innuendo between that buddy team.
I would never.
It's more like an old person and their caretaker type of relationship, I think, if anything else.
Okay.
Because God knows.
A little too old for Vinny.
Yeah. She's probably not
think
the
about
right
that for a minute.
Well, persuasion. That's innuendo there.
She's not a lady boy. I know that much, I think. So we'll leave that one there for now. And Vinny can defend himself.
You're doing nothing but burying yourself.
Burning? I'm not burning.
Burying?
Okay.
Jerry can't talk about burying himself. He's got more snow than he does brains.
I'm gonna have to defer to Siri and have her translate, I think, for me on that one.
Jerry. It would say bury.
Yeah. Are you buried, by the way,
dead
in snow where you are right now?
In the ground.
Yeah.
It's snowing.
Yeah, because you're smack dab in the storm of the century or something, aren't you?
Yeah, they can't make up their mind if we're getting ice or if we're getting snow.
Yeah, well.
How many below zero are you, Jerry?
Not below zero.
Not below zero, but do you have a degree? Do you have any temperature? Or you have no temperature whatsoever?
Last I looked, it was 25.
Okay, well, that's still freezing.
And that's below zero Celsius.
Are you an ice hole diver or just an ice hole? Huh?
I don't like you right now, Greg. What?
No, I'm asking a question. This is a serious question.
Neither one. I do not like ice. I do not like cold. I do not like nothing to do with winter.
Okay, so you're not a fan of being an ice hole diver?
No.
Okay, because, you know, there's a big to-do going on next weekend for that in Iowa if you want to join them. But
no.
I was going to say you could start your own chapter and have ice hole festivities right there where you are, which is in Virginia, the mountains of Virginia.
They can have it.
But are you tempted? Would you be an ice hole diver if you could?
No.
Why not?
How about the Polar Bear Club?
I like the 80-80-80.
Yeah, I just like the idea of just calling you an ice hole, because I know you.
Well, that's better than what you normally call me.
Well, true, but that won't keep me from multitasking descriptions of Jerry the Diver Guy. By the way,
that just means
where is Gay Bigfoot? Anywho.
Oh, God.
Let's go to Kenny to bring some sanity to this crew. What have you been up to lately, buddy? Weren't you, when I reached out this week, you were over at Alexander Springs? Were you doing some training, or what were you doing over there?
Not too much training, just, you know what I was trying to do, Greg? I was trying to blow up a balloon on the bottom.
Okay.
I originally tried this at Troy Springs. I was thinking 65 feet deep was plenty to watch that balloon go up and pop.
Okay.
So we ended up doing a different thing. So I blew it up at the bottom, and the balloon just kept stretching and stretching and stretching.
Yeah.
So now we're doing our safety stop. We get all the way up, and I'm like,
it's like,
so then we do it a second time,
thing?
And it still won't blow. So
really?
I was surprised.
You got to get cheaper Chinese-made balloons, it sounds like to me. I mean,
I think so. I got the emoji face ones, and I think $6 for a pack of 20 was too much.
Yeah. So, but you were the idea.
Put a thumbtack in your glove.
Well, can't cheat. He's not one of those.
Those balloons weren't ribbed, were they?
Wow. Okay. If they had a smiley face on them, they probably were, but that's a whole nother thing. But the purpose was to film a video just to kind of show the differential of pressure at depth and at the surface kind of thing. You were just illustrating that for one of your videos?
First of all, we were just showing, it was going into another video, but I was going to do a little clip of, you blow up a balloon, right? It was around 66 feet.
Yeah.
And then it was supposed to get, you know, three times the size by the time we get to the surface.
Right.
Well, the other problem, Greg, is holding on to that thing. I didn't really expect it to be that slippery and pulling so hard, and I'm like holding on to the top of it, and like we had extra weights and everything, but it was stretching up so much. I had to like wrap it around my knuckles.
Right.
The whole thing was a bust. Total
you
bust.
You should have filmed all that.
Well,
I did.
They did. It
sounds that
like.
Is what you need to be putting on the videos.
Well, no, that would be outtakes, I think, is you're trying to illustrate.
Yeah, outtakes.
Well, that might be a thing for your amusement.
So we
don't be an ice hole, okay?
Yeah.
Jerry, jeez.
Yeah. We pivoted and just showed how much it could lift because I had an 18-pound bag of weight on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just kind of turned it into a showing the lift bag force.
Okay.
Like, it still was kind of cool. It looked cool. We had like the Mickey hanging on the bag.
Yeah.
And it went all the way to the top and held that 18-pound bag, like one regular size balloon.
Wow.
And it did not pop. I finally hit it with my knife and popped it. And that is how the video ended because we needed the explosion.
Yeah. Well, so you're doing this during the week there at Alexander Springs. I mean, it's a fairly popular dive site on the weekends. But did you guys have the place to yourself, or did people look at you like, hey, what the hell are you doing over there?
So after the Troy Springs failure, we went back to Alexander Springs to film something else.
Yeah.
But that was yesterday.
Okay.
I tried it again. I was like, maybe I can get to like 25 feet there. That's as deep as a hole as you can really find.
Mm-hmm.
And I can really blow it up huge. And maybe I can still get this thing to pop. And huge.
Yeah.
I don't know if the water holds it together or what. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
It's still TBD on that one. We were shooting something else. We cut holes in a mannequin to put two cameras in there to show what different masks look like underwater. So
right.
That one's coming soon.
Yes. Yeah, and he had some good outtake video of that mannequin head, too, which I don't know. Are you going to put that out to the world or just save that for your own personal amusement? When you're,
Greg,
like,
I think
scaring
the part
the crap
with
out of
the
people.
Cutting the eyes out of the mannequin, it's like a real lady mannequin head. It's used for hairdressing.
Yeah.
It looks like this demon cyborg, and
right.
I'm like, that's the coolest part of the video. No one's going to care about the mask.
Well,
it looks wild. I just looked at the footage. It's freaky looking, and it's going to be disturbing.
Yeah. Well, and that usually means more clicks for...
That's the name
Sweetwater
of the game.
Sweetwater Scuba's YouTube videos, and that's what it's all about. All right, well, cool. We're going to catch up with Kenny on some more projects he's been working on. Also talking about some dive shows that are literally happening around the world, not just the USA, but all around the world, quite a few. We're going to go a little deeper into that today on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.